There is this way we talk about stay-at-home moms like they don't do anything. And I think that is dead now. That's gone. That's over. No one ever will ever think that again. And I love that because there's so much to do when you're caring for a household. It is more than a full-time job. And I'm secretly loving the fact that the world is recognizing that now.
That was Christian Bell, mom, actress, and comedian, talking about the stigma of stay-at-home mums and how perhaps that's gone forever.
My name is Anne Feeney. I'm a local counsellor for the Kimmage Rathmines area. And I'm also a mum, albeit that my two are in college.
And do you think stay-at-home mum, stay-at-home dad, is it a job description? Is it a job?
I don't think it's a job. I think it's a role, and a really important role. But I can understand where LinkedIn are coming from, because it's one of those roles that doesn't get the proper recognition or acknowledgement.
But in a way, it could be an 11, 12-hour job the moment the child gets up to the moment the child goes to bed.
Yeah, I'm not sure that all of stay-at-home moms would see it as a job, but it is a hugely important role in our society and needs greater acknowledgement and probably needs a category so that they can be fully recognised for what they do and the role they play.
LinkedIn is adding stay-at-home mom and stay-at-home dad as a job description. A gap in your employment history has been hard to explain for many parents as they try and re-enter the job market after raising a child or a family, especially when many stayed at home through the pandemic. Here is Green Party Senator Pauline O'Reilly and founder of Stay at Home Parents Association Ireland.
We set up really to advocate for the rights of parents who were caring for children in the home. One of the key things with being a stay-at-home parent is it's incredibly difficult to make ends meet. But apart from that, it's this feeling of a lack of respect that you have because the work is unpaid, but also because it's quite invisible, the kind of caring role that you do in society. But I think people are becoming more and more aware of the importance of that role of parents who are at home doing work from morning till night that's really unrecognised. I think this is a really good step by LinkedIn, and I think that it really shows that society is kind of changing in its attitude towards this kind of unpaid labour.
I asked parents what they thought of LinkedIn adding stay-at-home mums and dads as an actual job description.
Is a stay-at-home mum or a dad, is it a job?
Absolutely, 100%. It's probably the hardest job in the world. You can't get away, you don't get a break, it's 24/7. Can't switch off from 9 to 5 when your day is done, unfortunately.
And if you're trying to get back into the workplace, is it all right to put that down on your CV?
It's something that you would have done for the last X amount of years. Unfortunately, I suppose you can't list it as a previous job, but yes, it is a job and a really hard one.
Yeah, I think that's probably a valid title, yeah. Yeah.
Do you think stay-at-home mum is a job?
Yeah.
You think it is?
Yeah.
And what do mums do?
Make lunch, and if they have a baby, might change the baby and stuff like that.
It is work. Is it a job? Well, it's not a profession, put it that way, but it is a job, and it's a difficult job, especially if you're minding several kids. But I guess at the moment, we're doing both. I'm a stay-at-home mom, and I'm doing my profession, so I'm doing both at the moment, so that's difficult too.
Working more hours than you would in a typical 9 to 5, with equal amount of stress and tasks to complete on a daily basis and project management, time management, everything else. So I think it's perfectly fair to be able to say that that's not a gap in a CV. It's contributing to society.
And would you put down stay-at-home dad on a CV or on a job description?
Stay-at-home parent, I think. Dad, mum, you know, stay-at-home parent is this, yeah, full-time carer. I think that's fair enough, yeah.
My brother is a stay-at-home parent, and I think it's harder than going out and doing a job outside the home because you don't get the same recognition and acknowledgement from society about what you're doing. So yeah, I would totally support that is something that should be put on your CV.
As a stay-at-home mum or dad, do you think it's a job?
Yeah, because you can play with them and you're not missing them.
It's almost like the same job as a minder.
So I don't think it's a job. I think it's kind of like you're taking a break from jobs.
People have stayed at home with their children an awful lot more during the pandemic. And I think that it's very interesting that it's during this time that LinkedIn have made the decision to allow people to call themselves stay-at-home parents, because it does just show that people are thinking of themselves differently. They're not just labeling themselves according to their current or previous paid roles, but they're also thinking about themselves in terms of their role within their family. And to be a stay-at-home parent is quite difficult financially. The level of respect just wasn't there. And I think that if we can really ramp that up and give people more respect for doing unpaid caring labour, then we will see society change and be, I think, more compassionate of different ways of life.